Part 16, Mount Seir. On their journey, they had to pass Mount Seir, which was the place Esau and the Edomites resided. Joshua instructed them to be respectful, but to not fellowship with them. They were also to pay for any water or food they purchased as they passed by. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7 tells us, "Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, You have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward, and command thou the people, saying, You are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourselves, therefore. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a footbreadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. You shall buy meat of them for money, that you may eat, and ye shall also buy water of them for money, that you may drink. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee, and thou hast lacked nothing." They continued on past the wilderness of Moab. God told them not to battle against them as well, because that land was given to others and was not part of Israel's promise. Verses 10 through 12 tells us there were giants in these areas before Esau and the Moabites, but God gave them the victory as the giants were destroyed. Thus God gave Esau's and Lot's children this land for their possession. Esau was a good man who served and worshiped God. He was part of a group that could not go into the promised land because he placed no value on his birthright. He gave it to his brother Jacob for some food, showing there was no priority in a personal relationship with a living God. The lack of an intimate relationship can only produce man-made interpretations of God's word. Seir is where God gave him his inheritance. Today we might say Seir was like a great mountain of organized religions. Joshua believed all of God's word. He had an intimate relationship with him and trusted him in every way. So God kept all his promises and supernaturally supplied every need in the wilderness. God told Joshua there was a promised land of rest, and Joshua believed with all his heart. For 40 years he witnessed the people of God fussing over doctrinal issues, causing rebellion and unbelief until that generation died out. God wanted to put all this behind them so they could move forward toward Jordan and the promised land of rest. They had to come to Jordan and die to their theories and creeds. They needed to know their God and trust only in Him so they could enter into their rest or their Sabbath. God told Joshua that he must pass Seir, but he was not to touch the people of Mount Seir since they were living in the place and possession that he gave them. It is clear all people do not enter into this glorious place of promise, but our loving God still has a place of possession for us all. God's promised land of rest is right near Mount Seir. Joshua had to pass by the border of Mount Seir to get to Jordan, but was instructed by God not to stop for fellowship. This was necessary, even though the scriptures called them brothers. God waited for an entire generation to die out because of unbelief, and he wanted no influence from these man-made organized religions to take hold of his true believers. He wanted them to just move on to the promised land of rest and peace. It is clear organized religion won't take us over to the promised land, but the Holy Spirit will take us to the land of promise. We need to put our hearts together, forget our differences, and cross the Jordan where God promised that he would personally walk and talk with us and exceedingly bless us with his presence. It is time for action as we are almost at the end of the road. Our Joshua, the Holy Spirit, wants to lead us there, and he is the only one that is capable.